23 hours.
And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 8:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Police are probed by shooting incident at Longacres Mall. Chisokone marketeers are raised concerns over leaking green market short term. In African news, Saif al-Islam al-Qaddafi, son of ex-Libyan leader, reportedly shot dead. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. The Zambia Police Service in Lusaka has launched investigations into a shooting incident that occurred on February 1st, 2026, around 22:30 hours at Yungdinga Bar, located at KK Mall in the Longacres area. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilawi confirmed that police received a report on February 2nd, 2026, from Mr. Li Zong Cheng, aged 38, a Chinese national resident in Longacres. According to Mr. Chilabi, Mr. Li reported he was at the bar with his wife and brother when an altercation broke out. He explained that the incident allegedly began when an identified Chinese male was leaning against Mr. Li's white Toyota Prado, and when Ms. Wang Ling asked the man to move so they could drive away, he reportedly made an obscene remark which led to a physical confrontation. Mr. Chilabi stated that police officers are stationed at the mall intervened and instructed Mr. Ling to leave the premises. However, as Mr. Li was driving away, an unidentified male allegedly jumped onto the bonnet of the vehicle in an attempt to stop it.
Miss Wang Li asked the man to move so they could drive away. He allegedly made an obscene remark, leading to a physical confrontation. Police officers at the mall intervened and instructed Mr. Li to leave. While driving away, an unidentified male jumped onto the vehicle's bonnet to stop it from leaving. Mr. Li reportedly heard gunshots and fled the scene. The person later fell off the bonnet within the mall premises. Preliminary investigations indicate that as the vehicle reached the second car park, another unidentified person, suspected to be a Chinese national, allegedly fired shots at the vehicle. Police inspection revealed that the vehicle had 4 gunshot impacts. No injuries were reported. The scene was processed and investigations into the incident are ongoing. No arrests have been made so far.
Marketeers at Chisokone Market in Kitwe District have welcomed the construction of the new Chisokone Green Market shelter, saying it has provided them with a proper place to trade. However, the marketeers have raised concerns over the quality of the works, particularly the roofing. They say the iron sheets are leaking during heavy rains, disrupting their businesses and making the shelter no different from trading outside. The marketeers described the situation as frustrating, as their merchandise gets wet and customers are forced to run away. They have also complained about the lack of electricity in the shelter, which forces them to stop trading at 17 hours due to darkness. They are now calling on the relevant authorities to address the challenges. A community buries their health volunteer in Makanda area in Mukushi District. Kennedy Musonda has raised concern over the lack of mobile network coverage, saying the situation is negatively affecting health service delivery. Mr. Musonda says residents are struggling to communicate with their relatives, while health workers are finding it difficult to send routine health reports, forcing them to travel long distances in search of network connectivity. He explains that the challenge has made it difficult to respond to emergencies and coordinate health services within the community. Mr. Msonda has since appealed to relevant authorities and mobile service providers to consider extending mobile network coverage to Makanda area in order to improve communication and health service delivery.
Daniava Nesawa ni every day after the Ashta report ko office. Number lyonse akomboa kuma 17 years you know abantu ngana bafula. Ndiafu mne choru chero wale bomba fina ranch day. 17, 18 hours after aku network. Pata lifuti wushku ili ngifio wale fumapanga ndula kunganda wa mkumanya wale yobu shikuma 19 hours rambu shita report. So for the network please watu wafweko. Sikota alata chufuta chufuwa yuka kwa wala network. Watu wafweko wangu wali ama chukumine.
Renowned economist Yusuf Dodia has welcomed the decision by the Zambia Association of Manufacturers, ZAM, to consider reducing prices for food and non-food items. Speaking to Kombon Ready News, Mr. Dodia, who is also the Private Sector Development Association chairperson, said the proposed 5-10% reduction in food prices is justified following the recent drop in fuel pump prices, a key driver of production costs. He said the move will positively impact consumers, but noted that some players in the business community still feel neglected, especially due to high transport and logistics costs. Mr. Dodia added that despite continued high production and business costs, the local market is expected to remain stable. He attributed the development to the strengthening of the kwacha, which has remained resilient despite global economic shocks.
We also recognize that fuel prices have just come down in the last ERP announcement. So these are all compelling reasons for local manufacturers to begin to reduce the prices of their locally produced, albeit that the cost of doing business in Zambia is still quite high. Electricity tariffs appear to